I can give you information on public transportation, traffic, bicycling, carpooling, or vanpooling.
Traffic.
Okay, traffic. You can ask for traffic conditions, planned highway construction, or airport information. Which would you like?
Traffic conditions.
Now tell me the name of a highway, bridge, or city. Or tell me the name of a hotspot like the MacArthur Maze.
Interstate 80.
Interstate 80.
That is Cal North, and when he's not answering phones for the Bay Area Metropolitan Transportation Commission, he is playing football with his kids. He hates decaf coffee. He's a retired cop, or is he? Joining us now to solve that mystery is Linda Smith, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Nuance, a company that sells voice recognition software, and thanks for joining us.
Well, hi, Neil.
To cut to the chase, Cal North, as we just described him, does not exist. He is a fictional persona behind one of the voicemail systems you sell. Explain how this works for us.
Well, exactly. He is a persona, and that's the character that we give to a voice application. In this particular case, it's the 511 application that is sponsored by the San Francisco MTC. And what it really does is it makes it easier for a user to enjoy the experience. It makes it a more compelling interaction, and it actually makes it easier for a person to navigate through the various options that you have.
Well, we can understand, you know, why you want to have an attractive voice, but why go to all the trouble to give him a backstory?
Well, you do have to make it compelling. So you would want to make sure that whoever you selected for the persona actually fit the application. So the backstory actually provides the character reference for the actor or the voice talent so that they know how to portray that persona. So in this case, as you described it, you know, this is an ex-highway patrol officer. He's trustworthy. You know, he drinks decaf coffee. He plays football with his son. When the voice talent is actually performing or doing the recording, they think or get into that character versus another character that might be, you know, young, friendly, competent, willing to help, bilingual, female in character, which would have a very different persona, and you would use that for a different application.
Is each persona unique to one company, or could I run into Cal North when I call the IRS?
Well, hopefully you won't run into Cal North when you run into the IRS. Hopefully you won't run into the IRS.
Well, hopefully. But
actually, it's up to our customers to make that choice. We do have standard personas, which have been created for companies to use who aren't quite as specific about wanting a particular voice or a particular character. But we're finding more and more is that companies want their own persona because they're really concerned about a brand, or they want to be able to have a consistent experience across a variety of media, so they create one persona that they use for voice interactions or that they might use for the web as well.
Well, all right, you've described Cal North for us, the gruff but friendly police officer or ex-cop. Tell us about another character.
Well, another one would be Emily, and that's actually, I just spoke to her a little bit. She's bilingual, she's young, she's friendly, competent, confident, and willing to help. And she's the virtual customer service representative that helps people up at Bell Canada. So when you have a problem with your phone service, you dial the number 310-BELL, and you're greeted by Emily. And Emily not only helps those folks who speak English, but she helps those folks who speak French as well.
And does she have a slight accent?
She has a slight accent. It was actually the recording talent behind Emily was from Canada, so she carries a little bit of the Canadian accent. And then, of course, the French Emily will very much have an accent, a French accent.
Sacre bleu. Now, is this also the answer to the question when the voice talent, the actor, gets into the studio and says, what's my motivation?
You're spot on. That's exactly it. The persona that we create actually helps the character get into character, if you will.
Now, what your company does is develop the voice recognition technology, right?
We actually have a span of products and services. So we create the actual voice recognition technology, but we also have special design services that helps customers to create the personas as well as create the whole dialogue that goes on in a voice application.
Now, you know, it used to be, this stuff has gotten a lot better, and you know this better than I did, but it was always that sort of, you know, call 8, 7, 6, 5, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's gotten much smoother.
We like to think so, yeah, and hopefully so do our customers.
Now, when we were calling Cal North there to get the update on the situation on the I-80, does he record in advance every conceivable traffic situation in the entire Bay Area?
No, actually, what he has recorded are initial prompts that prompt you to come up with a response like, I want information for I-80. And then he's actually tapping into the California Highway Patrol computer system and feeding back that information via text-to-speech, which is another one of the technologies that we can provide.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and good luck with it.
Well, thank you very much.
And say hi to Cal for me.
I will. I'll let him know you send his regards.
Linda Smith is Vice President for Nuance, and she joined us from her office in California. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.
Just hang up if you're done, or say main menu.